It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Anthracite coal mining hit its peak in the early 20th century in Pennsylvania. R. Thomas Berner reviews a book about coal mining at that time in Schuylkill County, where he's from.
Joseph Tyrone has chosen his real-life uncles and aunts as the main characters in his novel, Some Stones Shine. The book is set in Schuylkill County. That's where Tyrone's four uncles move as teenagers and children after their father dies. They break away from their mentally ill stepmother and half-siblings and move to the town of Raven Run. Raven Run is just west of Shenandoah. It's not really even a town, but what's called a patch, a tiny company town of maybe 200 people. My Welsh great-grandmother lived in a patch on the edge of Mount Carmel. It no longer exists. But the patch of Raven Run still exists, and after reading this book, it's easy to see why. The people kept it alive, even though it was a town owned by the coal company. Some Stones Shine is not really a novel, but a fictionalized vignette about life in a patch in the early 20th century. The book follows characters through World War I, the 1918 flu pandemic, and into the 1920s. The book ends with hints of the financial disaster to come, but because of their work ethic, the four Tyrone boys seem set to weather the hardships of the looming Great Depression. As someone who grew up in Schuylkill County and who has a vanity license plate that reads Coal Cracker, I enjoy Tyrone's reflections on what life used to be like there. Based on the history I've read, much of what he writes rings true. The Italians and Irish work below ground, struggling to make ends meet and not to owe their entire paychecks to the company's store. If anything, the company comes across as benign. While there are hints of labor issues, they're subdued compared to what we learn from the history books. There's no real plot to Some Stones Shine. Instead, what keeps the story moving is the timeline of the four boys. They grow up, get jobs, and get married. The one real element of tension is O'Loughlin. O'Loughlin is the fire boss. That's the man in charge of mine safety. He is a bigot and a generally pathetic and self-loathing man. He does not like Italians, and he's such a terrible son that he visits his mother down the street just once a year, at Christmas. When the eldest Tyrone boy, Phil, marries an Irish girl, O'Loughlin doesn't go to the wedding in a church, but he does show up at the reception for free food. The reader can't help but cheer when three masked men set upon and beat him because of his shady business dealings. My main criticism of the book is that the characters could have been better developed. I'd like to see them through the words on the page, not just through the old photograph on the cover. Tyrone does not provide much description of anyone or anything. He tells a lot more than he shows. Still, if this is your heritage, you'll make up for what might be missing.
That book is Some Stones Shine by Joseph Tyrone. The book is published by Sunbury Press. Our reviewer, R. Thomas Berner, is a ninth-generation Pennsylvanian and a retired journalism professor. He taught at Penn State for 28 years. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.